This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're back. It's been quite a period of time, sadly, since last we spoke. Emphasis on sad. Just nature of life and ups and downs and comings and goings and some really, especially for people of our age, Marty, a couple of significant losses here in the realm of entertainment, certainly. Just learning this morning that Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. This on the heels of Tuesday's news, which happened just after we were off the air, that the incredible Ozzy Osbourne, just 3 weeks after his farewell performance, passed away at the age of 76. We may get to our team of the day today, but I have a feeling that our audience, the way sports and entertainment intersect with all aspects of life, are probably feeling, knowing, wanting to share connections to these legendary entertainment figures.
So, as you're mentioning Ozzy Osbourne and his final performance, obviously I draw to his "Mama, I'm Coming Home" performance. Like, Ozzy couldn't even stand up, right? He had to be like put on his chair and strapped, and he didn't want to be in a wheelchair on stage. So they created this thing for him, and he had to stop taking his medication so that he could be singing because he didn't like the way it made his voice sound, like all of that, which ultimately probably caused his health to deteriorate even faster after that. But he knew. He kept saying in the weeks leading up to it, like, I'm dying. And obviously he passed on Tuesday. But there's a huge sports relation with Ozzy Osbourne. The song Crazy Train, like, how many times do you hear that song in an arena, that it is hockey, football? Like, all I'm thinking about is home opener, and I'm going to use the Sabres, but even the Bills, right? And then they say, and now you're 2025 Buffalo Bills or Buffalo Sabres, and it goes, all on board, and then they come out of the tunnel. I have the my hair standing up right now just thinking about it. And that's what Ozzy Osbourne and the iconic figure that he was in the music with Black Sabbath, everything. I mean, there's a huge sports relationship with it. And I'm thinking that has to be the song to which the Bills and the Sabres come out the very first time in their very first, you know, real game. Boom, let's go.
I was thinking along that exact same line, but more for you personally and specifically in your junior days. Does that reverberate most? Like, because first of all, no disrespect to the in-house entertainment DJs in junior hockey arenas, but they're likely not spending as much time on the craft as they would be in a professional arena. And therefore, the prep time and the playlist might be a little shorter. So you might get in a habit of just hearing a few songs typically on a nightly basis when you were playing.
It was a steady diet of Ozzy Osbourne, Too Unlimited, Pump Up the Jam. Like that was the era. But yes, you got a lot of that. But so I talk about my junior days. Like I remember when my son Jacob was playing like Pee Wee or Bantam. Mm-hmm. Even like playing like little loop football, he wanted me, if I was in the booth or whatever, or if he did high school hockey, like he did the music, Crazy Train was part of his rotation and part of the, let's get the crowd going. Let's get the energy up. Like it wasn't just our generation. I think it carried over to many other generations in that sense.
Problem is, the difference is now, and you visually see it with almost every athlete when they enter into their arena of choice, everybody's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
When we played travel hockey, it was boombox.
The boombox in the locker room, hanging on the hook. Yeah.
So, like, for me, this is peak Ozzy in the room.
Yes.
After... whatever. Now, Ozzy was interrupted by a very good run of the Rocky IV soundtrack. Like it was
the training montage.
So good. We used to play the, oh my gosh. But yes, what an era. And yeah, I mean, you tried to get away with it as much as possible, you know, like cranking it before you got into the arena when you're unloading the bus and what.
There was that. There was some Guns N' Roses. There was some Metallica.
Your room was louder than the one down the hall, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of hardcore music, man. Did we listen to Master of Puppets a lot and some Guns N' Roses and Poison and all those hair bands back in the days, right? They were all on repeat. Yeah. And somebody would make a mixtape and we knew exactly what song was coming in and after. Like, there was so many of that. But yeah, you talk about Ozzy Osbourne, and maybe there's also another generation that didn't know Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, but then it was at a peak time of when reality TV started, Duffer. And you had like The Real World on MTV and all of that. And and then you had the Osbournes and these cameras inside this house watching Ozzy go to a garbage can. There's no garbage bag in the garbage can. Walk 10 feet to another garbage can. There's no garbage bags in that garbage can. Go to the closet to get two garbage bags. There's no bags in the box of garbage bags. Like, it's empty. And he's like, in his like English accent or whatever. And then he's running to the garage to get to the other box. And then he's got, on the way, he saw three other garbage cans that didn't have bags in them. So he's getting five bags. That was 20 minutes of the Osbournes right there. Like, it was amazing. Like, that was reality TV at its best. Watching Ozzy just fill in garbage cans with bags and not getting any.
Did you ever see him?
Nope, never saw him perform. And I went back and made a point to watch his last performance, obviously, and the impact that that had. But
I haven't yet. I look forward to that.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I've not never seen him live, and there's plenty of artists that I wish I would have or maybe had the opportunity and didn't, right? But I never saw it. Did you see Black Sabbath or Ozzy live?
Ozzy was my third concert ever. Would have been at the CNE Grandstand in Toronto, presumably 1986. It was the Ultimate Sin tour. If you go to setlist.fm, and again, accuracy plus or minus 10%, I'm sure. But over the years, people have really, you know, done their best to try to fill in a lot of blanks. So I Googled, or I searched on Setlist last night for that show, and it was there. The set list looked familiar for sure. That was, you know, I was pretty young, obviously. My first three concerts were The Scorpions in 1984, Motley Crue in 1985, and then Ozzy in 1986. And
wow,
what I was most fascinated with by Ozzy at the time, and Ultimate Sin was like for most, pretty much every significant artist, every new album, the longer you go on, is met with a little bit of resistance, hesitation. What's happening here? Why does this sound so soft? Why is it sounding this way? Shot in the Dark was on it, and that was kind of a softer pop metal. Metal's a tough term to use. Like, it's all like super hard rock. Some of it for me falls under the, you know, category of metal, but I also know what metal can be really like, and I don't think it's really like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
like Skid Row and those type of, you know,
right.
Those
but it was glam. It was all glam, right? Yeah. And the 80s were peak for that, and especially at that time, mid 80s yes. to the end of the 80s. So I was most, I'm not kidding you, I remember it vividly, like wanting to just see what type of gown Ozzy was wearing that night, yeah. because everything was just so glitter and electric and, you know, so I think it was like a black and gold and silver, you know. And the funny part, like looking at set list, it only said 14 songs that night. Now, some of them Sabbath related and would have been longer and mm-hmm. things of that nature. But like, I'm just fast. So I've had a really interesting back and forth with my oldest daughter about this. As you know, we share a lot of music.
Yeah.
Incredibly, like the longer it goes on here, you realize how much they were paying attention when you were younger, like, yeah. you know, where they got some influences from.
And if you say it when I was young, then they go and research it or pay attention to what you're saying to see
easier
why
to
you're thinking that way. Yeah.
Than going through your parents' wall of albums that may or may not have had a certain selection. Right.
Exactly.
So, long story longer here. For me, Ozzy, like Bark at the Moon was the launch for me. Mm-hmm. I was very young. Regrettably, much like I don't have the NHL draft hat from 1995, which first rounders like yourself received, I really wanted to bestow that upon you when I found it in my box of treasures, but
yes.
I must have purged it a long time ago. One of the first hats I ever had was almost identical to what I'm wearing, like a foam trucker style hat
yep.
with an Aussie crest on it.
That's cool.
So would love to have had that. But I got so much of my music through classic rock or just rock stations on, you know, back in the day. And I didn't have this enormous catalog. So I didn't really ever own Black Sabbath, but it was always on the radio. I yes. seemingly knew everything about it. Blizzard of Oz, a friend of mine recorded the album onto a cassette for me probably after I got Bark at the Moon. And then you start learning all of it and you understand the journey and you understand Randy Rhoads' impact and, you know, what could have been. Randy was one of the greatest guitarists ever for his age, classically trained, who knows where it would have gone. Very recently, remember when I was joking about talking about new music on Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten a great joy out of Youngblood's latest album called Idols. And I made more joy out of seeing his interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Music. Just an impressive transformation. To producing this album that is very much, it's stadium rock. It is fantastic, this new album. And he, of course, ended up being a big part of the Sabbath show. So, oldest, and she was like, I just started listening to Black Sabbath last week. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I'm sure she will.
So I don't remember Sabbath a whole lot because it was before and now, but I remember Ozzy doing some things on his own. And I just did a quick Google like search because of some of the songs and album you're mentioning, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, but there was also an era of videos, right? Because that was the 80s, right? The MTV eras with mm-hmm. Ozzy Osbourne. I remember the movie, the music videos for No More Tears, mm-hmm. how it was his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going to an Ozzy Osbourne concert because it was different, but I wanted, to see the video and see what he was doing. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was huge, like to be able to see it on TV and what he was doing. So that was awesome. And you mentioned 86 was that concert when you went mm-hmm. to see him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we also have the Hulk Hogan passing today, so. Not long after that concert in 86, 87, that's that same era, was Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3. Like, you think about Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan, that's the same era. That's the same type of people that were following both at the same time. And in a matter of 48 hours, those two icons have kind of like gone, right? So, now you got to tell Izzy to go back and watch some of the WrestleMania clips on YouTube, not just listen to Black Sabbath, but say, hey, go watch Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant WrestleMania 3, or Hulk Hogan and Mr. T as a tag team in WrestleMania 1. Like, wow. Shayna Goldman would be all over that.
if you remember the Road Warriors,
yes,
they would come into Iron Man.
Yes.
So that was also a connection. And I mean, it's
the Road Warriors. What a blast from the past right there.
It's amazing that we're talking so clearly about the 80s, and yet it's 2025.
Yeah.
And Ozzy defied all odds to last this long.
Yeah.
Of every entertainer, especially in that genre, no one could have imagined that he would have lasted this long. Mm-hmm. And it's really so, you know, you've rattled off a lot of his other hits as time went on. What's fascinating to me is that in the middle of this massive musical transformation of the 90s and grunge, alternative, the first thing I thought of based on when Ozzy passed and where I am physically right now out in California, mm-hmm. he has a great song called Old LA Tonight. And it's on the Osmosis album, which also features See You on the Other Side, which has been getting a lot of airtime here in the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. But like Osmosis came out in 1995, like smack in the middle of this. As I was transitioning from my metal through Zeppelin era into all this new stuff. But like I still got the album and I still loved it. It just wasn't my thing anymore. But
well, it was you had moved here, to like Pearl Jam and Nirvana, right. And Bush and Bush. Like those bands, right? Like
yes.
That's what it was. The Green Day, like
Foo
that
Fighters.
Was,
yeah.
That's what everybody moved live. Like that's what everybody moved to.
Mm-hmm.
But you listen to those artists. There's Ozzy in them. There's yeah. Black Sabbath in them. Yeah. There's Zeppelin in them. Mm-hmm. There's Metallica in them. There's Guns N' Roses. There's like, and that's the basis of what. Great bands like the Beatles inspired heavy metal bands and hard rock bands because of the way they shaped the music. Mm-hmm. And Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne shaped the music for a lot of bands moving forward.
Yeah. I there are certain songs like Old LA Tonight that I've just had almost on repeat for 40 hours now. And being here for a little while yet, I'm hoping that I see somebody pay tribute live later this week, and I'm sure it'll happen.
I'm sure
happen.
We're going to see it many times. Have you, you talk about seeing Ozzy live. Have you ever seen Hulk Hogan live?
I did, and it was just just a couple of years after when you were mentioning WrestleMania 3. So I may blank on what the title of it was, but it was again at CNE Stadium in Toronto, but this time not just the grandstand. This was full stadium, almost 70,000, if I recall Ooh. Correctly. And the headliner, and again, I'm blanking on what they called it, that particular event night. But the headliners, if you can believe it, for the heavyweight title, Hulk Hogan and Terry Funk. Terrible Terry Funk. Yes.
I thought so. Back in those days for me was Bam Bam Bigelow, Jake the Snake Roberts, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Like those were the big names. Randy Macho Man Savage. Like, and Hulk Hogan did fight Randy Savage in mm-hmm. a final at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I never got to see Hulk live. I saw Andre the Giant live. I saw, you know, a bunch of others. I never saw Hulk live, but again, I was watching Hogan Knows Best on, you know, on TV. That was another reality TV show with Hulk Hogan and trying to navigate through. And they were in Clearwater Beach outside of Tampa. So when we would go and play the Lightning, and if we stayed in Clearwater, we'd be driving around trying to find his house. Like, I remember vividly one day, we had the day off. We're like, what are we doing? We're like, let's get in the cabin. Let's go to Hulk Hogan's house. And we asked our cab driver to drive us there, and he drove us by. And obviously, we kind of stopped and looked. And we're like, oh, this is right here where it is. Like, you know, the transformation from Hulk Hogan to Hollywood Hulk Hogan and everything, that was, you know, like, it's the typical wrestling thing. But I never saw him live either. So, man, you got to see Ozzy and Hulk live. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, unfortunately, I also saw Andre the Giant face King Kong Bundy live, and it was the slowest, most horrific sporting event I've ever seen. It was in Oshawa, and it was obviously a low-budget midweek event, and you're just like, are these two ever going to get up off the mat, or are they just going to roll on top of each other for like 10 more minutes? Like, it was unbelievable. However, there's nothing quite like the spectacle of seeing Andre the Giant in real life. I mean, holy cow. But
so I saw Andre, who fought Hulk Hogan, and I got to meet the Iron Sheik, who fought Hulk Hogan as well in 84 at Madison Square Garden for the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. What a fight that was. But I got to meet the Iron Sheik at Off the Record, Michael Landsberg at TSN. Like, he had Iron Sheik
big
on.
Big wrestling guy, yeah.
Big wrestling guy. And I was there to do, like, some other stuff, and he's like, Marty, come here, meet the Iron Sheik. And this guy was unbelievable. Like, wrestlers are great.
I mean, Jeff Merrick will be must listen and watch today on the sheet because, I mean, it's his upbringing. It's his strength. Yes. He's been entwined with it since before he ever dreamed of doing what he does, talking sports for a living. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly gifted at the history of it, the nuances of it, and undoubtedly a huge loss for him. Did you ever look back, Hogan, if memory serves, just like the Road Warriors, before he got to WWF at the time, like NWA? Like, I just remember magazine covers as a kid, back when I would pick up wrestling magazines, and like, when you would see these eventual superstars, or already superstars, but in a different entertainment company. And you're especially because I was up in Canada, you didn't have the exact same access to all the wrestling programs you did here in the US.
Yeah.
It was wild. Like, you're just like, who are these people? And then, you know, before you know it, they took over. Like, WWF becomes WWE, and it becomes, you know, one of the most gigantic entertainment production companies in the world. So.
I mean, you mentioned also Rocky. He was in Rocky III. He was Thunder Lips, right? Yep. He was like, he pushed him around before Mr. T got, so there was a crossover there. But it doesn't say here what he was before the WWF, like where, but you're right. Like, these, you had him almost on community TV, these wrestling matches, right? Between like no names, aspiring athletes that wanted to be in the wrestling, and you had them in the community center with 75 people, and everybody started there. That's pretty incredible. Okay, instant trivia for you.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't anticipate you to know this answer. I only think a few people in the world would know this answer, but Jeff put it on the chat, so don't look.
I'm not looking.
What is Hulk Hogan's real first name?
Oh, yes, Terry. Yes.
It is Terry. Terry Jean Bollea, I think that's how you say it. But I wouldn't have known. If you would have asked me, I would have not bet the farm because I wouldn't have known what his actual real first name was.
There are a lot of athletes that have gone by nicknames that I have grossly forgotten so much important information, you know, over the years. That's fine. It serves as a fun reminder down the road. I have to say, like, I think there was a time where I really, really, really did. Who was Hulk's, like, did Hulk have a famous tag team partner for a while as well as his dominance as heavyweight champ?
But he did with Mr. T in WrestleMania.
No, not that one.
But then, like, a famous one that he always fought with? I don't think so.
Ultimate Warrior, okay. Yeah. I might be, my, like, earliest memory of kind of favorite, that involved Hogan was an adversary of his, was Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Yeah.
That was my guy. So there was a time where I had to not like Hogan because I just wanted Orndorff to win all the time. But just what an era.
So he was with Randy Mantraman Savage as the Mega Powers.
Okay.
So that was, they were successful in that. And they had a manager named Miss Elizabeth.
Yes. Yes. Everyone remembers the late Miss Elizabeth, and so many of them gone far too soon. And on this day, Hulk Hogan passes at 71. Team of the day, still in the offing here on Sabres Live. But more importantly, any of your reaction to all of the week's events so far, hockey, entertainment related, hit us up at Sabres Live on social. and know that we're still in late July, Marty. So I can't say we're imminently close to Sabres.
I was going to start with my first round of golf of the year, and then we obviously had so much to talk about. So
yeah.
I'll save that for maybe another day. But I had a good time on the course. I enjoyed myself on the course today. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't great.
Did you beat the heat?
I beat the heat. It got a little hot like the last four or five holes, but a little windy as well. And I did break 100. So that's good. I didn't break 90, but I broke 100.
Wow.
First time at Craigburn in like a couple of years. So yes.
You are not the player I think you are. What has happened to you? I know. You lost interest and stopped playing is what happened. So
I like today gave me the hitch to go back and hit the balls and get work in and chip and drive and let's go. Like, let's get it done. But having the hitch is fun. Having the hitch is that gets you going.
Mm-hmm. And we always have it for hockey. That's why we do look ahead to late summer and being down at the arena, Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It'll be in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza. It'll be on Saturday, September 13th, wrapped around, of course, by the Prospects Challenge. It's going to be player appearances, all sorts of great activities, fun games, and the staple of the event, especially for youngsters that get involved, in Hockey Fest, the all-day street hockey tournament on Perry Street on RJ Way. More on RJ coming up in our next segment. All participants take home a Sabres Hockey Fest t-shirt, receive a ticket offer for this upcoming regular season. Go to sabres.com/fanfest, and we'll be back after this on Sabres Live.
The director of goaltending with the Nashville Predators won a cup as the goalie coach of the Washington Capitals when Barry Trotz was coaching there, but was here in Buffalo as the goalie coach for Dominic Hasek, and then my first year pro. He was my goalie coach between Rochester and Buffalo before he went to Nashville and was there for a long time. So so Mitch, a good friend, and he called me. He says, you want to come and speak to the kids for a little bit? I said, absolutely. So I'm going to go out this afternoon, Lockport, and just have a good time with all these goalies.
You've been doing a lot lately.
Well, this is that time of year, right? These hockey camps. Like I was at Buffalo Sabres hockey camp yesterday, chasing them around. That was a lot of fun. But it's that time of year where there is a lot of hockey camps now. We're getting to the end of July. And before you know it, in August, teams are getting back together for training camps and for the start of the season. So it goes really fast.
It does. Like life. And that's certainly been highlighted on our show today and this week, the passing of Ozzy and now Hulk Hogan. And of course, yesterday was what would have been RJ's 83rd birthday. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get any easier. But the beauty of like any great artist, and that's what he was. I mean, that's
right.
Entertainer, artist, insert other descriptions as you will. It was all just the package that is Rick Jenneret. And and I don't know if you remember, I mean, there was just so much emotion that day when we celebrated RJ at the arena the week after he passed. Do you remember my closing of the service? I quoted lyrics from Tommy Prine's song Ships in the Harbor.
Yes.
Well, Tommy played in Buffalo last week for the first time, and he closed with Ships in the Harbor.
Ah, that's awesome.
So that was a nice moment for me to be able to soak in. And the premise of the song, for those that weren't in attendance or watching at home, actually, that service is... it's hard standing by water watching ships in the harbor because you know they're leaving soon.
Yeah.
And the point was, from our standpoint, that we were lucky to have RJ in our at our port, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
In our outer harbor.
In the outer harbor. In our harbor. 50, he was
for
everywhere.
For over 50 years. So I thought... you know,
he's one of them, Duffer. Like, we're going to have our Buffalo Sabres alumni golf tournament in August and every year now. And even though RJ never played 1 second for the Buffalo Sabres, he was the Buffalo Sabres as much as Gilbert Perreault and Dominic Hasek and Pat LaFontaine and Ryan Miller and all of them and Rob Ray. And there's always a moment where we crack a beer open, cheers, RJ, and go. Like, that is going to happen for the next 50 years. Because people will always remember a legend. And so, and what would have been his birthday yesterday, definitely thought about RJ and thought about one of the last interaction that we had there, you know, in that summer before he passed. And one of the last texts that he sent me, because it's still in my phone, he told me that I was pretty good at what I do, but man, do I look old. So, like, thank you for sending me with such a compliment that I looked old, but I'll save that. I'm trying to look younger every day now, Duffer, because of that.
Backwards hat helps. Kid Marty today.
Well, Kid Marty today went golfing this morning. So, as I said, like, I was hot and I didn't have time to change, and the white hat kind of shades me. So I wanted to make sure that the lighting was going to be good in my studio.
I wouldn't even know where to start with RJ-isms and things that make me think of him. But I will tell you this, and I'm sure a large portion of our audience still has this. But do you remember the Labatt bottle opener?
Yeah.
With the RJ calls?
Yeah, when you pushed it in, it started.
Whenever I go to my parents, it's still there and it still works. And it's like, holy cow.
Well, let me grab this because I got to find it. Where is it?
Yeah. Marty's, he's usually searching through his notebooks at this point in time, running for stats that he, you know, unearthed.
I got to find it. It's not in my shelf. It's got to be, I got to have it in the other room.
You're not
but
ready.
I have that CD RJ. Roll the highlight film, like all the calls that were on a CD.
Yes.
Somebody send it to me. And so I have it. Like, it's got to be in the other room. I won't, like, chase it everywhere, but yeah, so somebody sent it to me after RJ passed and said, hey, I thought you would like this. So I have the CD, Roll the Highlight Film.
Oh, yeah.
It's a picture of him and Larry Playfair on the cover, right? That black and white picture, but you can see Buckle just a little bit, but it's more RJ.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson, speaking of RJs, happy birthday to him. He's 24 today.
This is his lucky year. You know, when you're 24 on the 24th, that's your lucky year. Like when you're 10 on your 10th.
So I peaked when I was six. Cool.
Well, you can start again at, 36, 46.
I can tell you this. I was 66. As nervous a kid as I am an adult, I think, from six to whatever I'm at now. So
happy birthday, Ryan Johnson. I hope this year is lucky for you. He's been one of those prospects that we've talked a lot over the years, either in trade rumors, will he sign, will he not sign, will he stay in college, da-da-da-da-da. And I feel like he's kind of climbed the ladder very nicely in Rochester. And look, the top six right now is pretty set in Buffalo, but there will be an opportunity at some point for him to maybe get a call up and play some minutes and do something good with that. So I'm looking forward to a really big year for Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, Connor Tibbins' arbitration needs to get resolved, and there's still a handful of those across the league that, may require a decision by an arbitrator, but, it's not going to be a huge deal. And in the sense of money, it'll be what it'll be, and we'll see Timmins for the first time as a Sabre. We'll see Kesselring for the first time as a Sabre. But I do think,
I did see a bunch of the Sabres yesterday.
What's your over-under on? What?
I did so yesterday when I was at Hockey Sabres camp or whatnot. Tage Thompson's dad, Brett Thompson, is running a little mini Thompson camp going on with Tyson, Tage, and Bryson is there, and there's a bunch of other Sabres. Trevor Kuntar was there, just signed for the AHL deal with Rochester, local boy. Mm-hmm. And we talk about defensemen. Mike Madison was there.
Mm-hmm.
I love Mike Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like there were some rumors this summer that maybe Montreal should move on from Mike Madison because they got Lane Hudson and whatever.
And Noah Dobson.
I would take Mike Madison on my team. I would take him 100%. I know he's a little older or whatnot, but
where does he fit?
I would put him on a second pair with Kesselring. And I know people are saying, well, that's power spot. Well, maybe that would be like, you know what? Maybe you'd move on from Owen Power. I don't want to do that right now. Congratulations mm-hmm. to the Powers, by the way, just got married last week. Mm-hmm. But Mike Madison would have a spot on my team. I know you'd have to move some things around and force, and maybe that would be where Matthias Samuelsson is right now. And you say, okay, like you have a, you know, that left side, Darlene Power, Madison. I don't know that he'd play third pair, but right. I would want him on my team.
Well, he has crossed my radar a number of times, especially on the heels of the acquisition by Montreal of Noah Dobson. So
yes.
They've got their big players in Hudson and Dobson, and they're still very young and experienced and impressive.
And they're over the cap.
Yeah, I think there's a lot there. Staying with the defense theme and whether there's more change from outside the organization that comes into play as the season goes on. I did want to just leave you with one on Ryan Johnson. 41 games in the NHL in 23-24. Mm-hmm. He had three last year with the Sabres. What's your realistic number for Ryan in Buffalo this year?
I would say 30. I think that there's a realistic chance of him to play 30 games. There's always injuries. That's number one. And I don't think the Sabres will hesitate to give Ryan Johnson a look if somebody's not playing up to their standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, right? You still have four left-handed shot, two right-handed shot. So in your top six, so maybe you're going to have a need in a different way, but I would say Ryan Johnson would be one that I would give him a look right now. I look at that defense. I like that defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But I like that defense if everybody plays up to their standards. And we've seen now some players underperform, and you can't have that. So if you're underperforming, look, the reason I got my look in the end, my first chance in the NHL, real chance, was Dominic Hasek and Dwayne Roloson did not start the season well in 99-2000 after going to the Cup. And Lindy Ruff was like, you know what? Marty, you're up. You're getting an opportunity. And I got an opportunity. And I think Ryan Johnson would be that same thing right now. If you got somebody that's not playing, Owen Power's not playing well, Matthias Samuelsson not playing well, somebody's not playing well, you're giving Ryan Johnson an opportunity.
Where do you think Bryson fits in all of this?
I think he's your 7D. I think he's your
You think he's ahead of Johnson?
As the seventh defenseman, yes, in your roster, but maybe not in your internal depth chart. Like, okay, there's somebody that's practicing as a 7D, not playing a lot. Okay, you get an injury, maybe you recall Ryan Johnson and he slides right in. Like, he bypasses the 7D because he's been playing games in Rochester. Now you get two injuries while Bryson is in the lineup as well. But I would say that Ryan Johnson would like leapfrog the seven defensemen and get in the lineup probably before Bryson.
Let's take a quick break. Certainly not going to dive into our team of the day at this point in time, because that would be disrespectful.
Take it to tomorrow.
Hey, Marty, I got good news. All my prep work is done for tomorrow.
Me too.
All right, we're back after this. Maybe squeeze in some of your reaction on social to everything that's been going on the last couple of days here on Sabres Live.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hope you have enjoyed our reminiscing today about legends. Hulk Hogan, who passed today. Ozzy Osbourne, who passed on Tuesday. I love hearing from people. I love hearing their interactions, their stories, their memories. Like, why... You know, and the matchups, especially like with Hulk. And then you would think, even with Ozzy, like there would be detractors. But I mean, talk about almost universally loved. Like, look at the tributes from all the artists. And if you've ever read any of the books about him or seen the movies or think like the way he presented himself was Ozzy. All the way through. And
have you seen the picture of him and Randy Johnson? Like, Ozzy is on a box with Randy Johnson because he's so tall. Somebody captioned it like, I'd hate to be a flying animal in this room, because one annihilated a pigeon with a fastball, the other one bit a bat's head off or whatnot. So, yeah, but like, that's what Ozzy and Hulk Hogan, even when Hulk Hogan was like the villain, right? Like, it brought people together from different genre, from different sports. Like, they wanted to be there. Like, that's the thing. Like, wrestling fans are everywhere, everywhere. Not just like their niche. They're in baseball. They're in hockey. They're in golf. They're in football. They're in the accounting world. They're in the movie world. They're in the music world. They're everywhere. So it brings them all together. That's what's so cool about it. But Ozzy with Randy Johnson, what a picture that was.
Well, all the pictures with all these, like, I mean, they just, so incredible. There's so many Ozzy stories. You can't even do any of it justice, but there was one where, like, life on the road, he was in a, you know, bad way, and he was still thinking he was in the city from the night before. And so in the hotel, he was adamant what his room was because he was remembering the room number from the night before. So he broke into this room, like, and like the people, like, he kicked them out, went to bed in this room. Well, nobody could find him because, so he was, he was unavailable for the show because nobody could find Ozzy because
he's not in his room. Well,
not registered in his
all
room.
The other rooms because he may have found himself somewhere else. That is that. There's a video also of Ozzy at one of the guest correspondent dinner at the White House when President Bush was the president, and President Bush is like, there's all these celebrities, whatever. And Ozzy Osbourne is there. Ozzy's in the back of the room. He's standing on his chair. And President Bush is like, my mom loves your stuff, Ozzy. He's like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, maybe that was a mistake because Ozzy took over the whole thing. Like, he just lit up the room, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you think of, like, President Bush, Ozzy Osbourne. That's a weird duo, but it works. It made sense.
Yeah, it's the appeal. My mom was super supportive of me and just kind of the hilarity of Bark at the Moon, you know, back in the early 80s. So we've always shared that. And even just think of legacy. I mean, think of the final show with Sabbath and the amount of money raised and to go to Parkinson's research. It's just what a way to go out. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.